Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All. And as always, I'm glad to have you tune in. We have a special segment lined up for you today with our returning special guest, Rob Deptford. And Rob was featured in the segment, Broadcasting Your Wow Factor with Digital Media. And you can find that segment in our archives. There's also going to be a link in the show description to that segment, along with some information about how to best connect with Rob. So before I welcome Rob back to the Wow Seat, I want to invite any of our new listeners to visit our Tumblr platform to learn more about five other signature segments that we have that are hosted on different platforms. And you can learn more about that at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. And also be sure to follow us on Facebook. So the core focus for today is the on-camera confidence factor. And again, that's going to be with our special returning guest, Rob Deptford. I'm so excited because we're going to be featuring his new release, the On-Camera Confidence Handbook. Also going to talk about a few upcoming endeavors that he has for GetOnCamera.com, and super excited because he has a recent launch of Robert Deptford Communications, so we're going to be able to speak about that today as well. So I'm really excited. I just want to get in and start talking with Rob again. So with no further delay, welcome back to the Wow Seat, Rob.
Thanks very much. Every time we get together, we think we can keep talking forever. So I'm glad to be back so we can continue our conversation.
Oh, that is absolutely true. We can talk forever, and especially about things that relate to the digital media space, because you and I both have the background, you know, in broadcasting and journalism, media communications and everything, and branding. So yes, we could go on and on for days.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to on air congratulate you, of course, for the release of the On-Camera Confidence Handbook. You know, I've been enjoying reading it, and also want to share the subtitle. It's 11 Easy Steps to Beat Camera Shyness and Take Your Brand to the World, Even with Just Your Smartphone. It's a Lights, Camera, Action Planner. Man, it's just, it is amazing. I really have been enjoying reading it, and I'm so glad that this is finally out on the market.
Well, me too. This was a project I've had sort of in the back of my mind for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was time, and you certainly helped motivate me to get this out. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're most welcome. You know how I feel about getting works out in the world, even in their simplest format, so that audiences can have the value added to them. And so, you know, it's amazing that you were able to pull that together and get it done fairly quickly. So I commend you, and I'm just excited for the readers and how many people it's going to impact to get on camera, but not only get on camera confidently, you know, because that's huge. Yeah. So before we start addressing actually the get on camera confidence factor and really what it takes to be confident in terms of using your brand and leveraging a video, because that's what you specialize in. But mm-hmm. I think that it would be best that maybe we should start with why it's important to get on camera, and then maybe start shining the light on what's keeping people from actually being confident in this area. So how does that sound to you to kind of jump off with that?
Yeah, I think that sounds terrific.
Okay, great. Yeah, so let's talk about this. So why is it important, first of all, to really be getting on camera?
Well, a number of reasons. And so, I've been talking about this for quite a long time and, mm-hmm. and trying to spread the message that people need to be increasing their digital footprint, so to speak,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
speaking to customers, stakeholders in the digital space. And there is no better, more powerful way to do that online than through video. It's really as close as you can get to an in-person interaction in the digital space. And as we know, you know, a lot of business has been done in person, face-to-face for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And old habits die hard. It's a great way to do business.
Yeah.
It still works very well. And the digital shift, this digital transformation has been happening slowly over
mm-hmm.
time. And so part of my message has been to encourage people to make this transformation and at least keep pace with what's happening out there globally.
That's important.
Of course, what's interesting recently is we've catalyzed that process, right, with the global pandemic.
Right.
And suddenly many have no other option but to move operations into that digital space. And so getting on camera is a big part of that. If you are not prepared to get on camera and speak to your audience, it's going to be very challenging for you to become the face of your brand in that space in the same way that you are in a one-to-one situation in person.
That's so true. So glad you said that. That really hits the hammer on the nail. We could actually go in on this part and like talk the whole segment, but I know we need to, you know, talk about a few other things. But I'm really glad you brought that up. You know, as I was reading, man, I really enjoy it. I mean, I'm really excited. It's like my mind's going in so many different directions of what to pull out from the publication. But I really thought it was going to be best to actually start with what you just talked about, why it's important to get on camera. But also, let's start kind of shining the light on what's keeping people from getting on camera. Because you wrote this publication for a reason, for people to get confident, which means that within your work, there had to be something that you've seen with clients or others that was keeping them, you know, from actually moving forward with video.
Absolutely. So really a couple of things that I see quite commonly. People are either technophobes or they're scaredy cats. and more commonly, it's the scaredy cats. It's those camera shy people. And we know them, right? We've all been to the family gatherings where pictures are being taken. There's those certain few people that leave the room. Right? They don't,
they creep out, don't they?
They're not comfortable. They're not comfortable. And so it is very common. And it's a little bit like stage fright in some ways, too.
So
it's a question of how do we get past that? Because we know we want the benefits of this tool for our companies, our businesses.
Of course.
But it really is in our own minds, if we are camera shy, it's a very difficult barrier to overcome. And so this really is about ways to do that, not overnight necessarily, because it is a process,
changing
the mindset around what is this little black box that is a camera or a mobile device, right?
and
what truly is not the impact it's having on me, maybe psychologically, but the benefit of getting past that and the end goal that it's going to present for me. If I can achieve this goal of becoming more comfortable in front of that little black box.
Right, right. Woo, the struggle is real for people with this, isn't it?
The struggle is real.
Yes. Yes, I was reading in the particular section that you have that talks about struggle with, you know, camera shyness and everything that you laid out. Wow, that's so real, because even people who are confident in a sense and maybe not introverted, some of them still struggle with camera shyness, for sure.
They do. And there are people who actually are quite good at going and presenting in meetings or on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the camera comes out and all of a sudden they freeze up. So there's something about that little black device.
Yeah, it's that psychological thing you were just talking about. It's obviously a mental thing for sure, because if you can present in front of people and have no problem, so to speak, then when you're actually not in front of people and you're in front of a camera, you would think it would be easier. But yeah, that's interesting. You know, something I want to segue real quick to talk about is that there's a piece in the publication where you say your audience is waiting in the digital realm for you to step into your star power on camera and give them reasons to do business with you. That was very intriguing to me, because within the first step that you have in the 11 is about step into your star power. And I know sometimes people will feel like, well, I don't feel like I'm a star, or I'm not really trying to be a star. I just want to get my message out. But it's actually really important to step into that space. So can you speak about that?
Yeah, it's really about a shift of perspective when you step into, it's almost like stepping into character, like actors do in some ways.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
We're not trying to turn people into actors necessarily. But
right.
If you think about, many people in their local markets will have a small company. I know here in our local market, for example, we've got a little plumbing company where the owner is kind of the star of the show, so to speak.
Mm-hmm,
he's
mm-hmm,
all over
mm-hmm.
online, and he does television commercials and things as well. And he's different on screen than he is in person. And the reason is, he's trying to make an impact in a very short amount of time.
Right.
And so that's really what it means to step into your star power. If you think about some of the more famous people that you know, there are certain characteristics that they have that you expect when they show up.
Absolutely.
And so we want to develop some of those characteristics for ourselves so that we can develop that kind of impact on our audience as well.
Oh, absolutely. I totally resonate with that, because for someone whose brand shows up in a lot of different forms and formats, I definitely know what it's like to, on one particular platform, have to demonstrate a certain way, and then on another, depending on what it's about, be able to show up in that format as well. And like you said, it's not about acting, it's just different aspects and elements of who we are that come out to make the greater impact. And we do have to show up effectively depending on what that is in order to make that connection. So, I totally relate. I totally relate to that for sure.
Yeah, you're putting on your performance hat in some ways, right?
Yeah.
And athletes do it, we know. Musicians do it.
Right.
Many people do this. It's just that little shift. That it's a tweak that puts you in a different space that enables you to make that connection with the audience.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I want to talk about also, you mentioned within the publication about finding motivation, because even though people are getting over shyness and maybe they are confident, but sometimes it is the lack of motivation that keeps people from actually being consistent or really even getting started. So I was really glad that you put that in there, because that's really important.
Absolutely. It's what drives us, that gets us to do things that maybe we're a little bit uncomfortable with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this happens with any fear. You know, if I wanted to go skydiving, and I'm terribly I don't like heights at all. I don't like ladders. You know?
Yeah.
But if I wanted to overcome my fear of heights badly enough, I might have a little bit more motivation to go and do something like skydiving or bungee jumping or something.
It's
incredibly intimidating to me. So it really is, how badly do you want it? How badly do you want the benefits of overcoming this fear? And when
how
we can identify that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, and on that note, not just how bad do you want it, how much do you understand it is a requirement now in the digital space? And sometimes that alone has to be the motivation, right? It's like you kind of have to start showing up in this way and be diverse and make that personal connection through video. So Yeah, I mean, I love this publication. And again, I'm so happy that it's out on the market. I mean, that right there is just amazing, because it's going to help so many people be able to step into that confidence factor, because that is important. Because if you're not really confident in what you're doing, it's actually going to show. It's going to come through. But everything that you've laid out within the 11 steps and the exercises and everything that you've provided within the publication, it really sets them up to confidently step out as a brand and really just own the space, no matter what level that they're doing it on. As you mentioned, you know, you talk more about the smartphone aspect and starting there. And man, that alone gives people confidence that they can just start on their phone. And yeah, I mean, that's amazing. Before we segue into talking quickly about getoncamera.com, one of the things I want to also highlight within the publication is that you bring a holistic approach to this, because you even talk about the well-being of how we eat and sleep and just our whole overall scope of well-being, how that plays into how we confidently show up. And so I wanted to plug that in, even if we didn't get to talk about this in this segment, I wanted to just kind of feed the listening audience with that this is more than just an experience of teaching you how to get on camera and the steps to be more confident. This brings a holistic approach to life and business.
Absolutely. And we know when we're at peak performance. We all,
definitely.
If we're paying attention, we can tell. And so it's a question of harnessing that.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. And you definitely, the best way I can say it is, wow, you painted this phenomenal canvas of that and provides a perspective that I believe most people would not have even considered that would be of importance. But that's of great importance, your well-being and how you show up with that. Man, that's just...
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, let's segue really quick to talk about getoncamera.com, because in addition to the publication that you have, you also have some other offerings that you've been working on that's going to actually help individuals to do kind of a self-paced experience for themselves. So do you want to talk some about that?
Yeah, so this past period of time, really since last spring, I suppose, I've been undergoing an expansion to really try to address the demands in the marketplace. And so getoncamera.com initially was to serve these beginners who were just looking to get started in creating video, primarily for social video purposes on social media. And doing their marketing there, but that will expand. And there's a whole suite of online courses that will become available that people can get on and do self-paced and learn everything under what I call the three pillars of success, which is confidence, like we've been talking about, and competence, which encompasses some of the technical side of things. Particularly once you get a little bit more comfortable and you want to get a little more creative, you have to understand some of the technical aspects.
Absolutely.
And then the third pillar of success is content strategy. And so that's really about, why am I doing this? How is it helping my business? And how am I going to come up with these ideas constantly to be creating content that will resonate with my audience? So you're going to see a lot of different things covered under those kind of three pillars or umbrellas, if you like. It's all coming very soon. So I'm excited.
Oh, great. Great. Well, meanwhile, though, you have a mini course
that you offer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So speak a little bit about that.
So there's a three-part mini course there, and that is just to help people get started, to have a basic understanding of how you can frame yourself up with your smartphone, how you can speak clearly and confidently and get a message across in a short period of time, and be prepared to publish conveniently, let's say.
Nice.
To go from start to finish fairly quickly and easily. Just to get your feet off the ground and get moving. And then, you know, beyond that, you can choose to continue on if you like, but that at least will get people started.
Oh, absolutely.
Free, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Look, between the book and that free course, for sure, and then all the other developments that you have, people will really be set up. So I definitely encourage them to take advantage of that. And I'm going to have the information in the show description as well for getoncamera.com and also the new publication. So quickly, let's introduce Robert Deptford Communications and just share a little bit about that, because I know kind of your core mission is helping brands to broadcast, and you and I have a publication, you know, around that, the Brand Broadcasting Effect. And so just touch on that a little bit before we get ready to close out.
Sure. Yeah. So I would encourage people to check out the Brand Broadcasting Effect. Absolutely. And that's what this is about. So robertdeptford.com encompasses all of the things that I've been doing up to this point. But again, it's about this expansion. So you're going to find some new offerings at the executive level to encourage executives to become social CEOs, so to speak, but also understand how to show up on camera for traditional purposes as well. So it's like traditional media training. And there'll be some masterminds and and again, access to those online courses will be available through that site. And a number of other resources will be coming there as well. Print resources will soon be available there as well. So,
nice. That's this field and sounds high level.
Yeah. I mean, not to mention access to you and a number of other great colleagues.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, you are phenomenal, Rob. I really appreciate you so much. And of course, you know, I think that you're the king of the digital media communication space. You know, you own it. And I want to make that known for sure. But before we close out, I'd like for you to share your website, how people can best reach out to you. And then also if you have a closing statement or any last words you'd like to share with the audience.
So robertdeptford.com is the new site, and I would encourage people to go there. Getoncamera.com is still alive and well, and we'll be seeing some evolution going forward, and that I'm looking forward to that. I'm excited about that. You can find me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty active there, and happy to connect with anybody there on LinkedIn. And that's really the best places to look for me and get in contact with me. As far as moving forward here, I just encourage people to embrace the space, the digital communication space. And like I was saying earlier, this is something that has been, I think, challenging for businesses in the past. It's always been there, right? Google has been the number one stop for a long time. And so these digital options have kind of been available and part of strategies, but they haven't necessarily been top priority. Now it's time to revisit that and maybe reframe our thinking around that a little bit as we move forward.
Oh, perfect. I love the way you summed that up. Excellent. I'm going to have to go back and replay that a couple of times. That was great. That was a perfect closeout there. Yeah, I really appreciate you being here again, because, you know, it was important to bring you back and bring you back soon, especially with the release of this book and everything that you have going on, because it's going to really help people in, man, some phenomenal ways. I mean, I'm extremely excited. And of course, I'm extremely proud of you as well.
Well, I'm excited myself, and I'm grateful to you, and the little group of colleagues that we've been working with has been tremendous. We've got a lot of support, and that's always helpful. You have to have the right people in your corner.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Well, I know this segment goes by so fast, but thank you so much for being on the Wow Seat again today. And I'm going to send you away with many blessings and have an awesome rest of the week.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I just want to thank our listening audience for tuning in to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All. And as always, you can learn more about me on my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. And as always, until the next segment, go out and make it a wow day and stay blessed.